Okay. Well, I'm so glad to see you all here. You have a good turnout. It's awesome. And I love her theme that she's doing this year, In Her Shadow. I thought that was so great because as women, I'm 28, so I am a younger woman, but to a girl that's 13, I'm an older woman. So I think it's just such an awesome theme that she's doing. And I think that teaching the younger women is something that's become lost in our culture, you know, throughout the years. When I watch, like, my favorite show, Little House on the Prairie, I'm obsessed. So I look back and I'm like watching. My sister just got me season 2 for my birthday, and I've watched 18 hours in like one day. I was like, I couldn't stop. So I'm watching and I see Mary, who's like, I don't know what, like 12, and she's like a seamstress. I'm like, wow, you know, she learned that from somewhere. You know, these kids, they learned. And me, my mom, you know, I can't really do much. When I got married, that was the first, like, probably my first meal I ever cooked. My mother-in-law tried to teach me to sew a little bit, and I'm like still working because I have no patience. And it's just something that it's just a lost art. You know, it's not something that comes naturally, I don't think, anymore because of people that are working and all that. So I just want to talk a little bit about just that. So first, let's open in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for Miss Rena, Lord, and this her willingness to put something on like this. I think it's such a wonderful thing for ladies. I thank you so much for all the ladies that made a point to be here today, Lord. We know that they want to learn from you. I pray that you'll open our hearts today, Lord, and my heart as well, that you'll help us to learn from your word, Lord. I love you so much, and thank you for saving us and for all you do for us and all the blessings you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's go to Titus 2. I'm sure you all, I told my husband, I'm like, I think everyone's going to speak on the same thing. So hopefully I don't say, take your thing away. But, okay, Titus 2, chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And I'm sure that everyone here has heard this verse before. And like I said, I think it's a lost art today that many women, many marriages are failing because women aren't teaching other women to have good marriages. And many moms are not disciplining and training their children like they should because they're not being taught. But what I want to talk about today, being a younger woman, is I want to talk about having a teachable spirit. So I'm going to talk just about, for all of us are younger than someone, just like we're all older than someone, even if you're 60, you're younger than somebody. And so I just want to talk about having a teachable spirit and to kind of have the today as we learn from all these ladies that are here. I'm so excited to hear, you know, devotions because I want to learn. Now, in my studies about teachable spirit, I had a rude awakening, and it was that I don't have a very teachable spirit. I was like, wow. They had this little questionnaire, like, read this, and you can find out if you have a teachable spirit. I'm like, oh, man, I'm in big trouble. So, like my husband always says, this is for me, too. So, okay, the word teachable from the Webster is 1828. This is what it means. That may be taught, apt to learn, also readily receiving instruction, docile, which means easily instructed and ready to learn. Teachableness is the quality of being capable of receiving instruction, more generally a willingness or readiness to be informed or instructed, aptness to learn. So an older woman, how many of you in here have an older woman that's kind of like your mentor if you've had in your life, somebody? Or how many of you know an older woman that's like always giving you their advice and you're like, seriously, just stop? Maybe it's your mom and you're like, Mom, seriously, like, I know, I'm 16, I know everything. I don't know, maybe I was the only 16-year-old that knew everything. But anyways, they can teach you all they want. They can follow God's word, and they can teach you to love your husband, love your children, give you all kinds of advice. But if you don't have a teachable spirit, you're not going to learn. So they could be doing their job, but you can't blame them if you're not doing yours. And everyone in here is younger. So why do we need to have a teachable spirit? And I say the number one reason is because we don't know everything. And I think I might know everything sometimes. I'm like, I feel like I can do things better than my husband. I'm like, oh, if you would just do this, like, da-da-da-da. I not the best submissive wife example. I try so hard. I really do. I pray daily and all that. But I do have, this is something I struggle with. And we don't know everything. You know, it's okay to be wrong. So that's the number one reason we need a teachable spirit, because we need to learn. Ask yourself a couple of these questions. Am I open to other people's ideas? You know, if you have in your head your way of doing things, we all have a way we like to do things. We're women, we know what works for us, what doesn't work. You know, but are you willing to listen to other people's ideas? Do you listen more than you talk? How many of you here know someone that talks way more than they listen? They ask you a question like, oh, how was your day? And you're like, and then they start talking, and you're like, oh, they don't actually care, never mind, forget it. They don't, you know, they're not, you're not, you listen more than you talk. Are you open to changing your opinion? And I'm not talking about biblically, you know, doctrines, but are you open to changing your opinion? I know back in, you know, the day, it was like, lay your baby only on their stomach, because if they lay on their back, they might choke. So you have to do this. And now they change it to lay your baby on their back, and you're, and then I've heard moms, like older moms, like, well, no, that's not good. They might choke on their spit. And you're like, but everything says this. And are you willing to change your opinion with new information? Sometimes things come out, new information. And even older ladies, sometimes they're stuck, like, no, this is how you have to do it. And even, you know, even have to change your opinion sometimes. There's new information. Do you easily admit when you're wrong? If you're wrong, are you just like, oh, you know what, you're right, I was wrong about that? Or do you just, even though sometimes, even though I know I'm wrong, it's like I want to argue about it, just in case maybe they'll forget that they're right and they'll think I am. If I argue long enough, sometimes it works. Don't do that, though, it's bad. Okay, another one. Do you observe before acting? Before you do something crazy, do you kind of observe it? Do you ask a lot of questions? There's some kids in school, I was not one of them, every 2 seconds they're like raising their hand, like they really want to know. I'm like, you actually want to know this stuff? Like, I'm just here so I can like leave school. My brother just graduated from law school. He was one of those. So do you ask questions? He really was. He still is. And sometimes asking questions exposes our ignorance a little bit. Sometimes like someone will, maybe you'll have a ladies' Bible study or have something, and your pastor's wife or whoever, your mom will say, oh, do you have any questions about that? And inside you have a question, but you're like hoping someone else asks it so you don't look like the idiot that doesn't know all the answers. And sometimes we don't even ask because we don't want people to know that we don't know the answer. So, another thing, am I open to doing things in a new way? Am I willing to ask for help? This is a huge thing because sometimes people don't want to ask for help. Sometimes maybe your marriage is struggling, maybe you're having a hard time with your kids. I have 4 children. They're 6, 3, 2, and almost 1. And I know there's a lot that I don't know after having kids. Before I had kids, I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe she does that. My kids would never do that. I'm sure like you guys with kids have said that at least once. And you're like, oh my gosh, how did you not have control of those kids? And I see my kids running in like circles and be like, ah! And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm one of those moms. But it's okay, it's okay. Teach me, please. So are you willing to ask for help with your marriage or your family? Maybe you have a hard time keeping your home. Are you willing to ask for help about that? Are you defensive when criticized, or you listen openly for the truth? This is what I have a hard time with. Pretty much anytime says anything, my first thing is like, oh, I hate them. But then, like, do you think about it when maybe your mom or your grandma or a lady in your church or pastor's wife tries to lovingly tell, you know what, that's probably not the best thing. Or the first thing you think, like, who does she think she is? Whatever, who does she think? I know what I'm doing. I know how to raise my kids. I have 4. You know, do you think like that? Is that your first thing to get defensive? Because if you do, if you answer those questions, maybe you don't have a teachable spirit. And as I was reading, I realized that I think I get defensive too easily, or sometimes I don't want to hear advice. We used to have this lady, my husband was a youth pastor in Kansas, and my daughter, it was wicked hot, it was like 105 like every day, and she wouldn't wear shoes or socks, and this lady was always like, tell mommy you want shoesies. And I'm like, just tell me, I'm right here. And she would she would always talk to the baby like, tell mommy you want this. And I'm like, seriously? And it would drive me insane. But maybe I should have listened to some of it, you know? But, you know, you don't have to listen to everything. But it's good to have an open heart and not a defensive attitude. Another reason to have a teachable spirit is because God, he commands us to grow. You know, if you just stayed like the size of a 6-month-old forever, that'd be ridiculous. You know, we grow, we learn. If I know now at 28, if I'm 68, and I only have the knowledge I have now, then I'm going to be in big trouble. We need to be growing daily. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:5, the wise man will hear and will increase learning. It doesn't say he'll hear and just like do whatever he wants. It says he will increase learning. You're always learning. You're teachable. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Let's go to Proverbs 9:9. It says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." So all this new information that's coming on, you should be increasing in learning. You don't have to take for word everything that someone says and, you know, do it. Do you ever watch, does anyone here watch Dr. Oz ever? Okay. I have nothing else to do at like 7 o'clock, so that's like right after dinner, we're just kind of hanging. I'm like, oh, Dr. Oz is on. Every day he's like, 26 tips to lose weight fast. And every day he has the same, I'm like, how, there's like hundreds and hundreds of tips. If you followed every single one, you'd be like insane. But you don't have to take everything you hear, but just hearing and increased learning, you know, when people, some people like think it's their job to give advice all the time. And that's fine, but you don't have to always take everything. Just, you know, pray about it and ask the Lord what he wants you to take from that, but be teachable. There's, and Proverbs talks about the simple man, he's the inexperienced. The foolish is without good judgment. The scorner is someone that mocks someone that's trying to help him. And the wise man will hear and increase learning. You know, I think that God is not really impressed with a non-teachable spirit. You know, I don't think he thinks, wow, she knows it all. I think he's thinking, wow, what pride does she have that she's not willing to learn? It says in Proverbs 12:1, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge." This is what God says about it. "But he that hateth reproof is brutish." So this is what God thinks of you if you're not teachable. And the word brutish means stupid, insensible, gross, carnal, or ignorant. I don't really think that I want God looking at me and be like, oh, she's so stupid. She's gross. She's carnal. She has no idea what she's doing. I don't want God to think that of me. And that's what he says. He says, "He that hateth reproof is brutish." And God is not impressed with a non-teachable spirit. God knows we don't know it all. We think we do in our pride, but God knows the truth. When you admit that you don't know everything is when you allow God and others to teach you. You know, there can be ladies in your church, your pastor's wife, trying to teach you something, trying to maybe teach you how to dress as a lady, trying to teach you how to act as a lady, just how to love your husband, how to take care of your home, how to love your children, how to train them. And if we would just admit that we don't know everything and take some of that advice, because they've already lived it. You know, a lot of people have already lived through it and they know what's gonna help you. And so many times we just close to it because in our pride, we think, we already know how to do it. Don't tell me what to do. You're not my boss. You know, and that's not the truth. God put those people there in our life for a reason. You know, and a lot of times when people, the area you get the most defensive about sometimes is the area that you have the hardest problem with. You know, if you're struggling in your marriage, and you go to a lady that's struggling in marriage, say, oh, you know, maybe if you just try to, you know, love and submit to your husband. Why don't I have to do that? Why should I have to do that? Or someone that's trying to train their children, like, oh, you know, have you ever tried, you know, doing like, you know, disciplining them? No, I don't have to do that. I don't do this. And they're so closed off, and that's the area sometimes that you need. Think of the area in your life. We all struggle with something. You know, are you teachable in that area? You know, if you have a hard marriage, a hard family life, if you can't keep your home, if you have a problem, just different things. You know, are you teachable in that area? If someone tries to help you, just get defensive, because sometimes we get defensive because we know that we're not good at it. And so automatically we're like, fine, whatever. You know, and we don't want to admit that we don't know how to do it, even though others can see it, obviously. Characteristics of being unteachable. Chronic failure. Sometimes people that aren't teachable, they just fail over and over and over and over because they're not listening to the advice, they're not learning from it. Argumentative nature. I just sometimes want to argue. Does anyone here like just have a thing with arguing? I think I'm the only one. You guys are all the perfect submissive. There we go. Yay! For arguers. Just kidding. It's bad to have an argumentative attitude. And I remember my mom, like when I was growing up, I was one of those like teenagers that I think just drove her crazy because everything was arguing. You know, if it's just littlest things, you're like, why are you arguing about this? Like, does it really matter? You know, it's just one of those things we have in us because we want to be right. You know, we just want to keep talking. We want to have the last word. Like, just even if it's like a quiet word, you know, if they can't hear, you just want to have the last word. You know, and that's a character being unteachable because we're not just like, we don't just shut our mouth and just listen to advice people are giving you. The Bible says in Proverbs 9:8, it says, "Reprove not a scorner, he will hate thee." You know, did you ever have, there's teachers in school sometimes. Is anyone here a teacher? Sunday school teacher, regular teacher. If you correct a child, you can always tell how the kids are. Sometimes you correct them and they're like, and they stare at the wall like the rest of the lesson. And some kids are just like, and then they listen. They, you know, they're okay with that. You know, if someone's a scorner, they're going to hate you for correction. You know, if you're a pastor's wife, you go up to someone, you say, oh, you know, this is a very hard thing to say because it's just such a one of those areas like, you know, the Bible talks about dressing modestly, and you're not, like, that's just, you don't go there. And, you know, sometimes you're turning the older women off. They're commanded to teach us, But if they come to you one time and try to love you, even your parents with your daughters, they shut you off, why in the world would they want to come back and try to help you again? They're going to say, well, you know what? They hate me for it. I'm turning them away. I'm done. You know, I'm not going to try it again, because we turn them off with our attitude, with our prideful attitude, because that's just what we do. The Bible says it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop with a brawling woman than in a wide house. This verse just cracks me up because I just picture it. I picture this like poor little skinny guy like in a housetop, like, ah! Like just can't handle it anymore. And she's in there like, what's going on? Like just screaming. I don't know. I don't know why he has to be skinny. I just picture that. But if your husband's skinny, I apologize. But you know, it's not a good thing to be argumentative. Nobody wants to be someone around that someone's arguing all the time. A critical spirit, you know, too. Sometimes when we criticize others in an area, that's the area that we struggle with. Because we kind of like to talk about what they're doing, because it makes us feel better about what we're not doing. You know, if you struggle with your weight, with your marriage, with your children, anything, you'd be like, I can't believe her. Look at she just ate. And you're thinking in your head, like, I'm 50 pounds overweight. This is so frustrating. This is me. This is in my head, if you're wondering. You know, it's just little areas where we struggle. We see, oh, I can't believe she talks to her husband like that. Or, look at those children. I can't believe them. It's like sometimes we're just trying to make excuses and make ourselves feel better about our sin and the way that how we're acting. And that's not a good thing to have. Another sign of being unteachable is someone that isolates themselves or withdraws themselves in times of hardship. You know, sometimes you won't even know someone's struggling because you don't see them. All of a sudden, they're out of church for a while. You're like, what's going on? They're like, oh, I've been having a hard time in my marriage. You're like, well, why didn't you come to me right away? We could have talked about this. You could have got counseling. You know, you need to ask for help. You know, getting counseling is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of having wisdom. Because you're saying, you know what, we don't know everything, we're struggling. It's not, the pastor's not going to think, oh, they're going to get a divorce, they're the worst people in the church, I can't believe them, they're not going to do anything ever again. The pastor's probably thinking, wow, this is such a blessing, they're coming to us right away before the problem gets too hard, or with their children, with anything. Ask for help. Find an older lady. Find your mom if she's a godly example. Find your pastor's wife, someone that can help you in that time. Ask for help. What causes an unteachable spirit? I'm sure you can all answer with me. The number one reason? Sin. And what's, like, pride, I think of. Just pride is something we all struggle with. Maybe it's not in this specific area, but just pride is just something, and God hates pride. The Bible says that he resisteth the proud. You know, he doesn't like the proud. He can't teach the proud because pride thinks they know it all. You can't teach someone that thinks they know it all in there. Like, oh, shh, whatever. I already knew that. Or there's those people, they ask a question, and you'll be like, oh, they asked a question because they already know everything. Like, oh, what time is it? 4:00. Oh, yeah, I knew that. Like, you just asked. Does anybody know like that? I can't. You just asked me the question, and answered it, and then you know it all of a sudden? Like, I can't describe it, but those people just are like, do you know what I mean? Okay, they're just crazy. Okay, another thing that causes an unteachable spirit is rebellion and independence. Refusal to acknowledge authority, lack of submission from authority, from God on down. You know, if you struggle with submitting to the Lord in an area of your life, our husbands, it's hard to submit to your husband. That's, you know, it's not natural for a woman to want to, like, obey her husband, you know, because we want to do our own thing in our pride. And that's something that, you know, maybe your teachers, maybe your parents, maybe it's your pastor, your pastor's wife, someone you have a hard time, you know, and you're in rebellion against that. And that's a sign of an unteachable spirit. Another thing is insecurities. You know, sometimes we have insecurities and we don't want others to know them, so we block them off and we don't do it. How can I fix it? How can you get a teachable spirit? The number one answer is to be clothed with humility, like the Bible says. Admit you don't know it all. How many of you here do not know it all? How many of you here know it all about marriage? Does anybody in here know it all? Because I would love to come to you. How about raising children? Even you older moms that have already had children, you've been married for years and years, I have a feeling you still don't know everything. Someone can still be teaching. You still learn every single day. You know, the Bible, like I said, and God resisteth the proud. He giveth grace to the humble. And he resists just like a teacher. He resists. He said, you know what? She's not going to learn. He can only try so many times. If you're not going to learn, there's nothing else he can do. Another way to fix it is by seeking wise counsel in times of decision. Instead of saying, you know, I know how to fix this. I know what to do. Seek counsel. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're having a hard time, maybe having a difficulty with a certain area of your life, talk to your pastor's wife or talk to a good friend that can help you and grow in the Lord. You know, if you have a time of failure, instead of hiding out from the church or hiding out from your pastor, go to him and say, you know what, I really need help. I'm struggling. You know, and maybe you're not just struggling with your marriage or children. It could be anything, drugs. It can be something you watch on TV. There's so many areas we can struggle with. It would take me all day to just talk about. But if you're struggling, find that person to help you. Be teachable, because God commands women to teach. And if women who are trying to teach can't find any women that are teachable, then they can't do their job. And you're robbing them of the blessing of serving the Lord. Make sure that all your counsel is from God's word. There's so many people that fall into the trap of going to a secular source for counseling instead of thinking, oh, my pastor, think, oh, they have never gone through this. They don't know how to handle it. But you know what? They have the Bible, and God's word has all the answers. You know, make sure all the counsel, make sure your counselors that you get are saved, and they're going to use the Bible to do that. It's so easy because the world makes it so readily available. Oh, free counseling here for whoever needs it. And you're like, oh, that's great. My pastor won't have to know that I'm struggling. But that's not how God wants it. God said, as a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And he's not talking about Dr. Phil or Oprah. He's talking about your pastor, your pastor's wife, your parents, or someone that's godly, get an example in your life. Another way is to graciously accept counsel and input. Instead of the first, just pray. When someone's talking to you, maybe, so it's very hard to hear. Maybe it's your mom. My mom always has all kinds of advice. And in my head, sometimes I'm like, okay, mom, whatever. You don't remember. Yeah, you had four kids, but that was like forever ago. And I'm just sitting there, and sometimes you block. Instead of that, just open your heart and say, Lord, I'm frustrated right now at this advice because it's making me feel like a less of a person, but maybe I need it. Learn from that. Instead of just automatically thinking like, you know, who do they think they are? I think, wow, maybe they're right. You know, look into that. Pray about that. I do this thing on my blog, Ministry Wives. I haven't done it in a while because I'm waiting for some people to respond. But and then one of the questions I ask on there is, you know, how do you respond to personal criticism? And if you were to ask me, I'm like, I get annoyed. But some people are like, oh, I just pray. But I think it was Loretta. She's super spiritual, Loretta. I think she said something like, you know, I pray about it, and I see if there's any truth in that. And I'm like, go her. Why do I not do that more often? Because people can sometimes, we think we're great in our own little bubble. People can look on and say, you know, maybe she's struggling in that. And there's nothing wrong with some. It's okay for someone to come to you and kind of criticize you a little bit, as long as it's in a godly way. You know, take it, just accept it and pray about it and have the Lord show you, like, do I need to work on this area? Because sometimes he shows your pastor's wife, sometimes he gives them a little insight. Sometimes I can sort of sense something and I'm like, she just didn't see, something seems wrong there. And the Lord sometimes gives them that because he wants you to be able to help them. And if you just need to let them, allow them, be submissive to the Holy Spirit. Confess and get rid of the pride. That's, you know, just pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, I know that I have an unteachable spirit in some areas. And I think we all can look at some area and think, you know, I just don't think that, we're closed. We get defensive in certain areas. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, in this area, I know I struggle. I know I have a hard time, but can you please open my heart and help me be submissive to your word and to the Holy Spirit and to those that are trying to teach me? Because, yes, it's important for older women to teach the younger women, but it's just as important for us younger women to have a teachable spirit towards that. So that's all I have. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you so much for these ladies, so much for the faithfulness of the people here, Lord. I pray that you'll help us open our hearts for the rest of the day, Lord, for each devotion that's going to be given. I just thank you so much for those that are here, Lord. I pray that you'll just help us to get rid of any pride today, Lord, and be open to your word, open to change things, Lord, that we need to have changed. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just can't.